This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Partying into the weekend today on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Super Don, Cap Morgan. Also, how about Roseanne Lindsay and John Rappaport? Yay, as the dogs flap their ears and applaud in their own way.
It's never a dull moment here at the Captain's Nest.
You know, you're lucky we're a very inclusive radio show. We love our animal friends, not just the crazy kids and grandkids that Super Don has to deal with.
Well, Super Don...
I'm just curious, but you've got how many dogs?
Two.
And they're there at the captain's place. Do you have to swap the poop deck quite often?
I had to do that earlier today. You joke, right. But that happens. Yeah. Yes.
We are monkeys flinging dew if we have big dogs. And, of course, your dogs are big enough, well, at least one of them, I think, to be two or three dogs.
Well, she's not that big. She just sounds that big. Her voice is like triple her actual size.
I know how that plays out, so... All right, Super D, you ready to rock some Friday into the weekend here? We got some Freshman Friday coming up. I don't know.
I'm curious to see what it is that we're going to be talking about today.
Because you hardly get a word in edgewise when the captain's around.
Well, you know, I just got to kind of step out of the way and take a back seat because, yeah, I mean, listen, the stuff you guys talk about on Fridays is, I mean, it's some heavy, deep stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious. What are we talking about today,
right,
Captain?
Oh, no. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Come on. Yeah, captain, now she's going to want to talk about movies or something.
She may be a petite flower, but she's got a big millennial way.
So I actually wanted to discuss some questions I have been getting from the millennial crowd over the last week or two. And I was pondering all this while I was on my workout today because summer is right around the corner and people are planning spring break, and that means travel, which we know is hard on the energy cycle and the adrenals. I just took a trip and I'm still recovering. And then there is also the trying to kind of get beach ready, as they say, situation. So workouts, change of diet, all of that stuff kind of happening. And that's kind of a lot of change for the body, isn't it?
Well, depends on your starting point, right? When you're starting from a chronic disease state to try and make these changes, it's a little bit more radical than when you're pretty much healthy. I decided, you know, it depends on how I'm feeling day by day, what kind of workout I like to do, or if I'm just going to hang out in the garden and just enjoy the breathing the air that hopefully has not been sprayed. I was hitting the heavy bag, man. I did my push-ups, I did my sit-ups, I did, you know, all of that
You're
stuff.
You're getting sidetracked there.
I'm not getting sidetracked. I'm just bragging about my workout routine. Come on, give me a second.
We're talking to the millennials this morning, not the senior citizens. So let's reel it in.
But you asked to see. Wait a second. Are we senior citizens, Super D? I didn't think we got that old that fast.
What happened?
Well, technically not yet, but, you know.
You just claimed that sitting in the garden was your workout of the day. I think most millennials would snort their noses as they head into their CrossFit class at that claim.
Really? I mean, the thing is, you know, even just getting up and down, standing up and down, crouching over, I mean, these things, this is movement. This is real exercise for purpose. You're growing something that you can eat so that you can survive your CrossFit class, whatever that is.
I'm burning calories right now, clicking my mouse.
That's the millennial way, isn't it? I don't understand.
I totally agree with you. I do think that, you know, if you're cleaning the house or you're, you know, doing stuff outdoors and things like that, it's a very natural kind of exercise. It's probably very good for the body in a lot of ways.
But you know, you bring it up from a millennial perspective, and pardon my, you know, inability to fully comprehend. I mean, that's that starting point question I ask. You know, are these people, these friends of yours, asking about these things based on a completely sedentary lifestyle going from 0 to 60 in no time at all, or fairly active and wanting to get more active?
Well, let's talk about some specific questions, and listeners just kind of know that you should either group yourself into you've been on riding the Netflix wave all winter, so you're starting at ground zero, or you've kind of been maintaining and now you just need to amp it up. So you're either party A or party B. But one of my friends asked me, what's the deal with intermittent fasting versus eating small meals often if you're trying to actively lose fat and kind of speed up your metabolism?
Oh, beautiful. I love that question because that was part of my transition over the years. I mean, way back when, before we knew each other, Captain, you know, I was hypoglycemic. This was many years ago, even before Superdon. And I would have to eat small meals frequently throughout the day just to get through the day. And the reason was I couldn't process the sugars that I had stored in my body. Now, even if you don't look like you're a tub of goo, right, because people say, oh, you're obese, you're weight. You don't have to be overweight to have some fat store energy for you, right? It could be uniformly distributed, you're fine. But the point is you're designed to be able to, in between eating, to take that stored energy and convert it for usable energy in a moment. Given a moment's notice, your body can do that. So when you're having to do the small meals all of the time, partly we've talked about the chromium deficiency, but also I tend to perceive now that you're actually training your body that it doesn't need to relinquish or grab that energy that is stored as fat. You never have to burn it off because you're constantly feeding it little bit at a time, little bit at a time, little bit at a time. So your body goes, hey, what's the point? It doesn't matter. I don't need it. Just I can store more. I'm not going to have to bring it back out. So when you're doing the intermittent fasting, what you're trying to do is train your body to say, hey, I'm not giving you some easy access, energy through the pie hole today or for a number of hours. I want you to go in and get that stored energy from the fat cells and convert it to usable form. But then again, if the millennial has a difficult time doing that, it is because, again, we're minerally deficient, in particular the chromium that we've discussed before, but it bears repeating.
Okay. So I'll ask this question on behalf of myself and I think many women throughout America, probably not so much in other parts of the world, but if you kind of had a history with extreme dieting or, like for myself, whenever I was sick in the hospital, like I wouldn't be eating for long periods of time, even eating disorders. And you just kind of feel like you have no idea what your metabolism is doing to you or with you. And you kind of don't know where to start. Is there a good way to kind of gauge that or test that or kind of a good place to begin with, eating pattern?
Wow. Again, Valley, you always ask the good questions, Captain, and I don't know if I have a satisfactory answer here. But when I talk about, you know, eating, I always come back to, you know, be sure that what you put in is not loaded, even in minute parts per million dosages, of these things that work against your metabolism, that work against your body's ability to break food down into usable forms that are assimilated, right, as energy ultimately, as released by energy or for energy. So for me, it's about the cleanliness of what you put in. You care enough, you love yourself enough to say, you know what, I deserve the best, and maybe it looks like it costs a dollar or a cent or whatever more, but I'm worth it. And in that sense, you'll have some kind of way to interact with your food that would be more honest, right? If the food is deceptive, Think about that. We talk about lies and deception, Wikipedia and all that, WikiLeaks going on. The food is not really food. It's deceptively food. There might be food particles in it, but it's mixed up with a bunch of stuff. Your body is saying, I'm not sure what this is. So how do we react to it? And it was my story and my history that teaches me this, that I didn't know what my body was trying to communicate with me because the food was not honest.
That is a very good point. I've caught myself even in my much healthier living reformation, sometimes sliding into eating more things that come out of a box, even if the box says organic, you know, than stuff that's fresh and whole foods and things like that. So that's a really good point. If you're eating stuff that has to somehow be preserved, it's probably not as much actual nutrition. So what is your body actually asking for, like more food or more nutrients?
Sure, and if you think about processed food, what is processing? Partly it's digesting. I mean, certainly in the body, when you put food in, it's processing the food to break it down into more assimilable forms. In terms of how they process food before you eat it, obviously if you eat box food, please choose organic. It's a little better. It's not ideal, and it's certainly not something you want to subsist on all of the time. But, I think this revelation or light going on today about that, because in light of, we're going to have John Rappaport on later, we'll talk about the fact that, you know, CIA lies. They lie for a living. And even when they tell the truth, it's for the purpose of lying or creating your reality for you. Do you want your food to lie to you every time you eat it? Say, yes, I'm pretend food. Ha ha, I tricked you. And your cells go, I don't know what this is. And then it's got to deal with the lies. And the lies, of course, are the toxins. Or the lack of, in the case of empty calories, the lack of the actual minerals that make the food worth eating, you know, versus the stuff that they add into it to make it, oh, yummy, because we have artificial taste buds now. Again, Gen X, that's me, and that's what I grew up on. Millennials, perhaps even more so if they haven't gone toward the permaculture way.
Right. And few of us have in our busy, urban, jet-setting, traveling lifestyle, but some are quick to look for whole and organic options more so than others. I saw this fascinating thing on, I think it was Shark Tank last week, and if I can find it, I'll put it in the notes, about the chefs were talking about what is actually in the, like, added minerals. Like, so if you buy, you know, Kellogg's cereal and it says, like, iron added, like, it's not what you always talk about, like this bioavailable concept, which is still kind of a weird word, but something
so
that your body is like naturally occurring to your body and that your body is used to eating, or like protein comes from, you know, like unclean fish guts or something. I don't remember what it was, but
Captain, hold that thought.
It's just so much kind of, okay, are we pausing?
Yeah, listen, can you come back for a part two? I love doing part two Freshman Friday because we got, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, is scheduled to join us to talk about the uterine fibroids issue, and I don't want to disappoint the ladies. So we'll be back after this. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. We'll be back after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from Freshman Friday to the wisdom of naturopath Roseanne Lindsay. She's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Roseanne, how are you?
Hi, Robert. Thanks. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here.
Hooray. You know what? We had such great questions and comments. I love the kind of feedback getting from the listening audience where they'll ask great questions, but sometimes they'll be coming with great comments of the day, too, sharing their experiences or things that they've done. Like earlier in the week, we had a question about the uterine fibroid issue, right? And I felt kind of rushed in responding, but, you know, there's always more to talk about no matter how much time I have. So, and then there was a follow-up from someone who said they used lycopene, which is not something I've done specifically to uterine fibroids, and they're having good success reducing some tumor size. But, again, I know there's always more to discuss, and you have a lot of insight as a naturopath as well, on addressing these female-specific issues.
Well, yeah, especially this one is close to my heart because I had thyroid disease when I was, you know, in my 40s, and I was doing a lot of research on that topic, and I found that 84% of women with thyroid disease have fibrocystic breasts, or they have fibrocystic disease of some sort, breasts or uterus. Ovaries. And thyroid disease is really iodine deficiency disease. So iodine is needed by every cell of the body. And the body requires like 12.5 grams of iodine a day. Mm-hmm. And for sufficiency, but that's just, it goes through the whole body. The thyroid takes about 6 milligrams and the breasts need 5 milligrams and then other glands need 2. So, in my research I was investigating, I read Dr. Brownstein's book, Mm-hmm. It's called Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It. And in his own research, he talked about supplementing his thyroid patients with iodine. And not only did he was able to reduce the amount of thyroid hormone they were taking or completely reverse the disease, but he saw the side effect of fibrosis just melting away.
Wow.
So,
wow. When you say that, Roseanne, years ago when I was working earlier in my homeopathic training and working with women with, uterine fibroids, ovarian issues, things like that, we found that in some cases, women were able to expel the fibroids from the uterus, or in some cases, they would just shrink away and, like you said, almost melt away. Now, we weren't doing iodine therapy specifically, but iodum homeopathic was also part of the equation. And in your experience, with iodine and other things, have you seen similar possibilities? Because some women might say that's ridiculous because my doctor, OBGYN, says the only way I'm going to get rid of it is by cutting it out, And I think last resort before you start, resorting to cutting things out.
Well, even the government knows that we need iodine. We have a, RDA of 150 micrograms, which is really low. Mm-hmm. I think the iodine researchers that have done the research show that we need 12.5 grams a day, and we get it from our food. Iodine is a trace mineral that our bodies absolutely need. So, and the other thing about iodine is that these fibroids are actually cysts or follicles that have not fully developed. They're partially developed follicles or follicles that haven't ovulated yet. And the thing about hormones, T3 and T4 hormones, they target follicles, hair follicles. So that includes follicles in the uterus, in the breasts. And, when you create sufficiency of iodine in the body, those just, they're fulfilled. They get what they need and they melt away.
So that you're confirming what I've seen, that it's not just me saying it, that you ladies out there, if you've been diagnosed with fibroids, for instance, and they say, listen, there's only, what was the one lady said, they wanted to give her a Lupron injection. And she said, no, I'm not going that way. I'm not going surgery. And she started moving a different direction. That indeed, this is not an anomaly, what I've reported.
No, not at all. Yeah, hair follicles are direct targets of iodine. It's been proven in the science. So, people who have low thyroid function start losing their hair, their eyebrows, especially men, if they have low thyroid function, their eyebrows are the first to go. Well, that's a follicular reaction to low iodine.
Mm. So, men, if you want to get rid of your unibrow, get rid of your iodine. No, that's not a good plan. Not a good plan at all. Listen, we're going to take a break here. We've got Roseanne Lindsay really covering some very important issues, especially for the ladies when we talk about uterine fibroids, fibrocystic breast disease, things like that, how it relates to iodine and more. Also, we had some questions about how do you find the right doctor for you, whether it be medical, naturopath, homeopath, chiropractor, all of that. And I think the concept of participating in your own healing as opposed to saying it's only the doctor that can save me, that's something I want to visit with her as well. So stick around, lots more healing to go. Links up, including thenatureofhealing.org, in the notes at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Remember, y'all, I'll be in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale Sunrise area with Richard Pearl, Simply Natural Health Foods and Organic Restaurant, the 19th of March. That's a Sunday. And 1 to 3 in the afternoon, I'll be broadcasting live from the store or restaurant, and then immediately following a lecture. But limited space available, so reach out to our friends at Simply Natural. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Check it out.
So we're on with Roseanne Lindsay. Natureofhealing.org is her website. She's got her wonderful book, and she's got a blog writing extensive, great, great things. Next hour, we got John Rappaport. We'll talk about that coming up, too, and hopefully another bonus Freshman Friday segment with Captain Morgan. So, Roseanne, as we talk about this melting away of uterine fibroids and that concept, you focused really intensely on the iodine, which is so very important, and there's so much deficiency there. Sandra wrote in yesterday, and we covered that briefly, about her experience with lycopene, utilizing that to reduce the size of a fibroid tumor of some kind in there. And I haven't had any experience specifically with lycopene doing that. I don't know if you have as well or not.
I haven't, but I tend to go to food as medicine first, because that's what fuels our body. First and foremost, you don't have to spend a lot of extra money on other types of things. You can get the main, trace minerals from your food. And iodine is so much more important than just, melting fibroids or restoring thyroid function, because the thyroid is the regulator of metabolism. And if you don't have strong metabolism, you can shrink your fibroids away one at a time, and then they'll keep coming back potentially because you're not getting to the cause of the problem. So iodine restores heat to the body, and that's so important for so many things, for metabolism, for oxidizing toxic materials. It helps the brain. It detoxifies the body. It's an antimicrobial. It's an antifungal, an antiviral. So you're helping the body in so many different ways. And it also triggers, cell apoptosis. So you're boosting the immune system at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not speaking negatively about Sandra's experience with lycopene, except to acknowledge that I haven't had experience in treating tumors with it, right? And I would say also, Sandra, that, if you're not already integrating some of the things that Roseanne is referencing, as well as the things I've talked about homeopathically and even herbally to normalize the female system, I think you don't want to just rely on one thing, even though you're seeing improvement with a lycopene, I guess is the point. Expand and utilize everything to our benefit.
Exactly. I agree with that.
Okay. Now, Gloria had a confusing kind of interaction, because she wants to be holistic, and she's gone to holistically inclined doctors, but she said she felt she was scammed, that they were just promoting their own agendas or protocols or vitamins or minerals and things. And we recognize every healer or doctor has got their own methods that they prefer and they see success with, and maybe it's not always appropriate for everyone, though. And the question is, do we complain about the scam doctors out there who may, may be helping others and it might not be right for you? How do we balance out that perspective? And when she was asking, well, where do I find a real naturopath that would help me? And I immediately say, hey, how about Roseanne Lindsay? Check her out. She's great.
Yeah. Well, I always say that, health requires choice, and it requires responsibility. So if you don't have one of those things, you may not have your health. So responsibility is huge. If you take responsibility for your health, you're choosing which doctor you want. If the first one doesn't work, you don't just complain about it. You go to the next one, or you start doing a little bit of research and figuring out what kind of healer you want. I mean, there may be many healers in your support group. You could seek out a naturopath and a homeopath. They do two different aspects of the whole, holism. You could seek out an energy healer. You could seek out an herb doctor. Whatever resonates with you is what you should be doing.
But, when does it like a pattern emerge where people that end up doctor shopping and they're not happy with anyone? What do you see as a pattern there? Because it's not to say that there aren't doctors that will scam you, because there are. They're medical, they're natural. I mean, it exists in all of humanity, if you will. And how do you determine the right doctor for you? Again, where does the responsibility lie on the person that's seeking help?
Well, I mean, in any relationship, whether it's a relationship with a doctor or community or your government or even yourself, you have to have both self-discipline and heart. I mean, there's hard work involved. You have to do some research maybe on what exactly is it you want. You have to kind of go within and ask yourself, self-reflect basically. And, if you don't do these things for yourself, then we end up being codependent on others, and we're always looking for other people to fix us. And we're always, when that doesn't work, we tend to blame the other person. Well, that's not showing any responsibility. That, responsibility means being able to respond to something and then taking action and then, accepting the consequences of that action. So it's being accountable on all levels. And if we're not accountable, how do we expect others to be accountable? Look at our leadership in government. Mm-hmm. Do we see any accountability there? Everybody's blaming somebody else. And no wonder we're like that, because that's the example we have to follow. So if we can start being the example, maybe we'll see it reflected around us better.
Well, yeah, well, exactly. I mean, this is the engagement. And I'm thinking in terms of what you've learned as a naturopath, too, as a healer, right? How do you interact with people that seek out your help? Do you just give them a regimen and you don't allow them to interact or ask any questions or understand their process and responsibility in engaging in it? Because it sounds a little bit like some people will go to a doctor and expect that, or maybe be surprised that that's the response. You know, as far as determining a healer, I often say, you know, certain litmus tests, I say you can ask a healer of any kind, if they're the right for you. Like one of my joke about it, it's funny and it's not, it's like, how often do you have a bowel movement, right? Let them answer that. Mm-hmm. And if they're offended by the question, you probably want to go somewhere else. How do you kind of litmus this thing, and how do you interact with people?
Well, I mean, I learned from my own experience of figuring this all out when I was diagnosed with profound hypothyroidism. And it was an experience that I'm bringing to my clients. So I tell them a little bit about my experience, and I say that, okay, I am here to be your guide and to listen to you and to help you form the best path for you, but you have to do the work. You know, I can't hold your hand and do everything for you. And we usually, you know, when they tell me their story, I usually hear something that they haven't thought of before, and I just reflect it back to them. And I think that's part of the healing process, is we need to be communicating with each other so we can hear what we might not be hearing in ourselves, so somebody else can hear for us.
Mm-hmm. So, again, this is obviously, we've expanded our discussion from just uterine fibroids to that larger,
yeah.
We always do a larger issue of, the kind of sacred nature of a doctor-patient relationship. Again, knowing that a doctor is as it's defined in the Western world, is very limited and often not truly a teacher in the origin sense of the word. And, you know, I've always found that, for me, if somebody's coming to me for help, I want to teach them how to heal themselves. Obviously, our experience is going to be shared. We've got guidelines. We've got protocols. And, you know, you kind of come to a point where maybe you'll sense that the person coming to seek out your help is not really committed to the healing process. What do you do? Do you let them down gently, or you have that rough bedside manner and you get your butt out of here? You're not worth my time. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, I mean, I do have some clients like that, and they sometimes end up coming back when they're ready. So not everybody's quite ready to commit, and it's a commitment to yourself. So, I'll talk about what I offer. You know, it's body, mind, spirit medicine, and it's not about my body, mind, and spirit. It's about theirs, and it's about how we interact to understand that. And so we'll talk about the physical problems, and we'll talk about where that comes from. How does that manifest? And it does manifest. I mean, we can take fibroids and say, well, it's probably a lack of an essential mineral, because we see that in science, when you add that mineral, those fibrosis go away.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes deeper than that too. How do you prevent those from coming back again, even if you're supplementing with iodine? So in my situation, I was supplementing for many years before I was diagnosed. I was trying to prevent this thing from coming. I was ahead of the game. I was not going to see a doctor. And when I was diagnosed with this most profound form, it was a slap upside the head. It was like, what am I not seeing about myself? What am I missing? So like I say, you have to go deeper than the physical, because it all comes from energy, and each element even has its own vibration or frequency. So each element has a story to tell, and when you go and dive into those things, mm-hmm. it gets really profound.
Yeah.
Profound healing happens.
Well, it's, for our culture, American West culture, it is a foreign concept still in terms of how children are raised, if they've been in government indoctrination centers, public schooling, what they're taught about as far as doctors, what they do. You know, this is my upbringing. They just, write you a prescription for something that takes away your pain, your illness necessarily, but your ailment in how it manifests, the symptoms. And, we still have to overcome a lot. And as a naturopathy, for instance, and homeopathy begin to make their comebacks inevitably, there is a lack of bridging that gap, like from people that used to go to quote-unquote regular doctors to natural inclined healers. And there's transitions between now. We've talked about the controversy of allopathic naturopathy, right? Those who have gone through the medical school style of training versus traditional naturopathy, and still the expectations are not clear, you know, for the patient. How do we interact at this new level in this new way?
Well, I think demand will drive that. And when people aren't happy with the outcomes they have in Western medicine, they're looking outside the box. So we're seeing more of those people now who are not happy with the status quo. And that's what choice is all about. And we have to be careful and wary when we see government starting to take that ability to choose away, mm-hmm. when they start limiting our choices about supplements or being able to see other practitioners. You know, in Wisconsin, they're going after naturopaths now. I've seen this other parts of the country, but they're coming after naturopaths for practicing medicine without a license. We have to protect ourselves and our choices, not just practitioners, but consumers or people who call, you know, people who seek out practitioners. We want choice so that we can heal in the best way we can find.
Exactly. Well, listen, your wisdom is appreciated, especially on the issue today of the uterine fibroid and the iodine link. I appreciate that, and I'm sure a lot of ladies around the world will appreciate, and even Sandra, I hope you're integrating that in addition to the lycopene. All right, we got Superdon is messaging me and need to cover some things in the next segment. I got John Rappaport next hour. I know that's going to be cool. You appreciate John as well.
I do. I'm reading his books, and he was 20 years ahead of his time. That's all I can say.
Easily. Well, Roseanne Lindsay, thank you for the blessing that you are for all of us and bringing that healing to those most in need. Check her out, natureofhealing.org, linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks to naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, Super Don's fibroids have melted away. Good job, Super Don.
I know. By listening to the segment, just gone. I don't know what happened to him. I'm looking around.
I like that we got the time to complete that task of that question of the day, the response, and all of that. That's fun. It's been a fun week. And you know what else has been a fun week? I think it was International Women's Day earlier in the week, wasn't it?
Correctly? Well, yeah. It coincided with a day without a woman. Day.
A day without a woman. You know the irony of the day without a woman, right? What if you, let's say you're a small business owner and you happen to be a woman who owns the business? And you
No. See, now that they thought about that because I went to the website.
Yeah.
And they had a list of rules.
Okay. Oh, they had a rule book.
They had rules, yes. Right. And one of the rules said that you should avoid shopping at any business unless it was a small business owned by a woman or a minority. That was kind of the asterisk on the day.
So basically they said if you're a woman that owns your own business, you still have to work.
I guess so.
You didn't get the day off. Well, thanks a lot, buddy or lady. Yeah. By the way, one of the rules broken, I'm imagining there was a rule about this, but a popular Singapore retailer came under fire recently because of...
Let's set the stage here because, listen, I've given you a hard time before.
Never.
Because I remember one year, it was your wife's birthday.
Yes.
And you got her a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Now.
I still don't see the problem. What's wrong?
Well, okay.
It's like the guys that came over the other day. I told you to check out the backyard to say, hey, can we convert this into permaculture? And they say, what do you eat? And I said, whatever my wife puts on the table.
Yes. No, I understand. I can totally agree with that one.
Did I break the rules again?
No. But listen, what? I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, if you're buying your wife a birthday present, that's probably not one of the first things somebody would go, yeah, a vacuum cleaner. You know, maybe in a nice broom and a dustpan, you know, that'd be nice, right? Well, apparently this retailer in Singapore, I've never heard of this store before. It's called Tangs.
Yeah, Tangs.
They decided to celebrate International Women's Day by doing a sale and a discount on some items.
Okay, that's pretty standard for a retailer.
Right.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah.
The problem is they didn't do a discount on women's clothing.
Right.
They didn't do a discount on jewelry or perfume. They did a discount on frying pans.
What? On frying pans?
Frying pan.
Yeah, you know, probably what my listeners, my lady listeners are going to do is buy those frying pans at a discount and bonk me on the head with it for what I did, right? For breaking
now,
all the
rules.
Now,
listen, to some people, that would not be a big deal because, you know, cooking, you know, like a really nice, you know, a frying pan or any cookware or things like that, especially if women like to cook and they do a lot of cooking, they want nice cookware, right? You know, so, you know, I mean, I could look at that and go, well, okay, you know, what's the big deal? But the other side of the coin is that, you know, if you buy, you know, a frying pan, you know, you're trying to keep your wife in the kitchen where she belongs and barefoot and pregnant or whatever, you know, the stereotype. Right?
But they didn't go that far. Only if you're barefoot and pregnant will we allow the discount for you, right?
Right.
The men could buy it. And it's okay. But, like, ladies, if you feel like you want to bonk me on the head with a frying pan, please don't. And in the meantime, take some CBD, chill out with me, and we'll relax. It'll all be fun. We'll have a good laugh over it. And, you know, but some of the folks I know, they don't have any humor about this. And we're not trying to not acknowledge that there are problems with the way women are treated in certain areas around the world. But as I've said before, in this country, if there's wage disparity, you know, go out and create your own business if you don't like working for somebody who's not paying you enough. And I say that to men, too. That's not just a woman thing. And, you know, the idea that is people decide what you're worth. And if you think you're worth more, then negotiate it up or leave. Move on. I've said this as well, that women could, those that are stay-at-home moms, which is like the toughest and most important job in the world, in my opinion, if we had to pay you, if they assign a numerical value to it, there's no way. I mean, it's worth more than anybody. We pay you more than the president gets paid, even though President Trump is apparently not taking any money, or maybe a dollar because he has to. So I'll acknowledge that. But, you know, whatever you want to discount on International Women's Day is all right by me.
Yeah. I mean, that's not to say there aren't problems out there, but this isn't one of them, I don't think.
Yes. Yeah. Well, particularly, certain cultures in the Middle East, you just don't want to be a woman. It's not so nice. But anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back, and we're going to man it up because we got John Rappaport coming up, but not before Freshman Friday Part 2 with Captain Morgan. And we're going to follow up on what kind of things you're putting in your pie hole. That's right. We're going to talk about it after the break because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.